We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos. The Beer Amigos.
Today on the Beer Amigos, Great South Bay Brewery's one-year anniversary party, Long Island Beer Company's grand opening celebration, the Beer Amigos are joined in the studio by Nico Cremitas of Super Neat Beer Adventure, yes, and much, much more.
Hey, this is Travis.
And this is Mike.
And we are the Beer Amigos, episode 5.
Johnny 5 alive!
Dude, Cinco de Amigo! Or Cinco de Beer Amigo!
There we go.
Man, so much has happened since episode 4. Fall is in full effect.
Full effect.
What are you doing, Mike? What have you been doing?
Not much, just enjoying this fall, getting ready for Halloween.
Every episode you say you're not doing much.
Trev,
What do you do?
I'm doing a ton, but I gotta leave some suspense.
You gotta leave some suspense. Alright, what are you gonna be for Halloween this year?
I don't know if I want to share that,
actually. Don't share it.
Because I may rep it at one of the events we're going to mention later.
I like that idea. I think I'm going to go as a Beer Amigo, because I got nothing else on board. Either that, or I'm going to use my soccer outfit that I wore for 7 Halloweens in a row.
Now that you have a wife, she expects soccer outfits from you.
I actually met her wearing my soccer Halloween costume.
And she was disappointed, because she's a huge Halloween person.
Exactly, but now we're married, so I don't have to worry about what she thinks, so I can just be a soccer player every year for the rest of my life.
He's gonna be a soccer player. Kicked a little ball, little boy.
All right, so
it's creepy, little boy.
kick the ball, little boy.
But other than that, I'm super amped about something because actually on Halloween I'm going to see Conan O'Brien at the Beacon Theater.
That is awesome.
I'll be there, potentially dressed in my outfit.
Yeah, and yet another place you're going to that you did not invite
me
to.
I only requested 2 tickets.
Yeah, first was Bonnaroo.
All right.
Oh, man.
So
yeah.
let's get down and dirty. Here.
Yeah, let's get down and dirty. We've had a lot go on, and so has everyone else since our last podcast. On Saturday, September 10th, I attended Great South Bay Brewery's one-year anniversary party at TJ Finley's in Bayshore.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to all those great guys. On tap, they had Matt.
to all those great guys.
Kick the ball, little boy.
We're making strides here in New York.
At Great South Bay Brewery's one-year anniversary party, on tap, they had their massive IPA, Blonde Ambition Ale, Robert Moses Pale Ale, Snaggletooth Stout, Great South Bay Vienna-style lager, Splashing Pumpkin, Conscious Sedation, Marauder, Hippocratic Oath, Imperial Blonde, and the debut of Bayliner Weiss, which is a 3.6% ABV, unfiltered, Belgian-style tart wheat ale, based on the traditional German Berliner Weiss. And even though I was psyched to try the Bayliner Weiss, I was even more excited to try the Marauder. And oh boy, did I love that Marauder. I know you've had it before,
yeah,
right, Mike?
I really enjoyed the Marauder, and I had it at the Cascales Festival at the Blue Point Brewery.
Yes.
And I had mentioned to you, I was like, oh, the Marauder will do me dirty. And
oh, it did me dirty, boy. So when I saw that, so I did have the Bayliner Weiss first, thought it was a great beer, but then I said, oh, that Marauder's calling my name.
Kick the ball, little boy.
Marauder is a bourbon barrel aged scotch ale, and I think that description alone is pretty exciting. The beer was full-bodied, high in alcohol, super roasted malt flavor, had tons of caramel flavors peeking through, and the bourbon notes which peek through, due to the beer being aged in barrels for 3 months, make this a super special beer.
I think it's pretty safe to say that the Beer Amigos love barrel-aged beers.
The Beer Amigos do love barrel-aged beers. I mean, this beer especially is definitely one of those good beers you want to just sit back with, sip, relax and really just enjoy it for what it is. I definitely think Great South Bay is 100% accurate when they state on their website, don't even think about turning... You know what, actually? I think we're going to have Phil from Great South Bay finish this line for me. Phil?
Ha! Don't even think about turning your back on Marauder, or you'll be sorry.
So to sum up the night, it was a great event. You know, it showcased GSB's large catalog of beers, and I'd have to say that Mike and I definitely wish them nothing but the best during their second year and beyond. On September 17th, Mike and I attended Long Ireland's grand opening halfway to St. Patrick's Day celebration, which took place at their new brewery in Riverhead. And on tap, Long Ireland had their breakfast stout, their pale ale, their Celtic ale, and pumpkin ale.
Their Celtic ale.
Did I say Celtic again? Where does that come from? I always say
the
Celtic.
Boston Celtics.
I'm a huge Boston Celtics fan.
Kick the ball, little boy.
Actually, if we want to backtrack a few days before that, on September 9th, the Beer Amigos had the pleasure of tapping a pumpkin ale firkin at the Cortland and Bayshore for the first Firkin Friday event. But anyways, I guess enough about Mike and I and our beautiful smiles. Besides Long Ireland having their beers on tap, the Celtic rock band Bangers and Mash played. Food was available from Riverhead's Maple Tree Barbecue. There were bagpipe performances, and a cask of breakfast stout was tapped. How was that? Yeah, I didn't get that. How was that?
I had me some of that.
How was it?
I enjoyed it. I like their breakfast stout.
Yeah, it's a great breakfast. And it's very, very sessionable.
Yeah.
Low in alcohol, so it's definitely, I guess it's true to the name. Breakfast stouts are those beers that you could have, you know, early in the morning with a big plate of eggs. And
I definitely cover the beers that have any caffeine or caffeine-inspired features in them.
I have a sensitive stomach to caffeine.
Doctor's orders. Trev. Can't have any of that.
Yeah, so. I hand Mike all the caffeinated products. You know, Dan, Greg, and Liam from Long Ireland have been, you know, they've been extremely generous to the Beer Amigos since we've met them. So we definitely had a great time celebrating the opening of the new brewery, you know, drinking and talking with everyone. And you know, we look forward to their bright future, especially the upcoming release of their Black Friday Imperial Stout.
Yeah.
Which I heard is currently being worked on. I don't know where it is in the process, but I think it's going to be ready in a month or so. So
production is underway.
Yeah, so Imperial Stouts during the wintertime. Mm-mm-mm. We're coming to get you. Watch out, boys. We could take you on. So what else has gone on since our last episode?
On Monday, October 3rd, I visited Dave at the Belport Cold Beer and Soda in Belport for the Founders Tasting and official CBS release. The CBS is hard to come by, and due to its limited availability, Dave did a raffle, which was based on purchasing Founders product. The people that were chosen out of the raffle had the ability to buy a bottle of CBS.
Nice.
Which was kind of cool, very originally thought of by Dave. To boot, for the people that didn't have the opportunity to buy the CBS, he had some bottles of Blushing Monk that he pulled out as consolation prizes. Pretty impressive and well executed on his part. So Dave, thanks again for having us, for letting me try a few Founders beers that I haven't had the opportunity to prior, and being innovative in the local beer industry.
Yeah, I definitely think it's safe to say Dave is one of those really, really good people who definitely has the best intentions and really just wants to help this Long Island craft beer scene grow, and for, you know, all the right reasons. So for that and for a bunch more, you know, Mike and I definitely say, Dave, thank you so much. So we actually have something new today that we're going to be experiencing. We're going to be having our first ever in-studio guest. Mike, who is our first in-studio guest?
Our first in-studio guest is from the Super Neat Beer Adventure, yes, Nico Kremitis.
Yeah! We look forward to him. And he actually told me, and I don't think I've actually shared this with you, Nico just got a motorcycle, which is awesome. He said he's actually going to ride his motorcycle here today. And since obviously this window faces the street, I have a pretty good feeling that we're going to be able to hear Nico pull up on his motorcycle.
Sons of Anarchy Nico.
Yeah, which is going to be awesome. So we're going to be back with Nico in a little bit.
Hey, it's Pete from The Good Life, and you're listening to the Cerveza Buddies. Huh? What? Oh, the Beer Amigos.
All right, so Nico just called me. He said he's about 20 seconds away. He's down the block. So as promised, I think we're going to be able to get a good listen to his motorcycle as it pulls up to the house. So,
oh, it's on to the break of dawn.
All right, so let's just keep it quiet for a few seconds, all right? Dude, you made it.
Yeehaw, bitches.
What kind of motorcycle is that? That thing is pretty sweet.
It's a Techno Turbo Accelerator X49 696. It's made out of rubber.
Whoa. Dude, the 896496. You have the 896473, don't you, Mike?
Yeah, way to one up me, Nico.
Yeah, that's a previous model. I don't mess around when I buy my rubber motorcycles.
That's pretty sweet. So I think we're gonna get down to some hearty interviewing here, huh, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Here we are with modern day Renaissance man Nico Kremitis of the craft beer blog Super Neat Beer Adventure. Yes. Two exclamation points, ladies.
Two exclamation points. That's right, my beer BFFFFFs. That's for you guys out there. It's a lot of forevers, which means this will never end. This,
infinite.
Yes, infinite. Not like the dead goldfish that's sitting next to me. We will live forever. There's a dead goldfish in a bowl not too far away from where we're doing the interview now.
But one must wonder, do you guys remember the Queen song? Who wants to live forever?
That's a good point.
Yeah, are we discouraging Freddie Mercury and his, you know, his lyrical genius?
Yeah, Freddie Mercury's dead.
All right. That's Trev's fighting fish, and this is a very peaceful environment, so that's why he's taking a nap. We encourage individual thinking and spirituality that doesn't require fighting. And hence the nap.
And people, yeah, they just fall asleep around here.
That's not true. All right, so we're here. I feel like this is kind of a long time coming. You've kind of, you know, we spoke about this a while ago when we first started out. We were like, hey, we got to get together. We got to get there. So here it is. It's happening right now.
Yeah. You guys started. This is the fifth episode, right? And I remember when you guys first started and, you know, you had asked if I had wanted to help out. And I definitely said when you guys were ready to have me on as a guest, I would be here. And I'm here. And the sum of money was great that you guys paid for to have me here. And they actually set me up with a hotel down the block, a Motel 6. So it's great.
It's true. We had to lose some draft picks in fantasy football in the next coming years, but we made it happen.
It's worth it, guys. I have a lot of wisdom to bestow. Don't worry.
So, Super Neat Beer Adventure, yes, is essentially your child, your love child.
It's what I created. It's through Long Island Pulse magazine, and it is a Long Island craft beer blog. So basically anything related to Long Island craft beer is on the blog, whether it be breweries or bars that serve craft beer, Long Island breweries that produce craft beer, or people that drink craft beer. It's basically anything involved with that. I kind of just throw it all into the mix and make a delicious stew for everybody to enjoy.
I love stew.
I like stew too, as long as there are the soggy carrots. I love when the carrots and the celery are in there and they just become all soggy, and yeah, I like that a lot.
I've actually never met Stu before. Is he a cool guy?
He's pretty cool.
Stu's a douchebag.
So this is founded in November 2009. If you visit Nico's blog, it actually has over 100 pages of content. So
yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, we're trying to organize that. I once tried to go through all 90, it might be like 98 pages.
It's 101, I checked today.
101, wow. Wow, somebody must have updated it. Yeah, it took 3 days, I think, to get through all the content. But yeah, we've been doing it for 2 years now. And when is this going to air?
Next week.
Next week. Next week, yeah. I might as well drop the bomb.
Drop it.
Kaboom.
ma-ma.
Make them say. We're going to have the super neat Beer Venture Yes second anniversary party at the Good Life on November 2nd. And it's going to be in conjunction with the next LIBME meeting, the Long Island Beer Malt Enthusiast Homies. They are a Long Island homebrew group. And we know that the Good Life will be kicking a keg of Edward from Hill Farmstead. Nice pale ale, so definitely come down for that. If I find out you're not going to come, I will be upset. I might kill myself before. Remember, suicide.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen, so be there.
Please, please. Please.
Nico has a lot of great content on his blog, and he runs these contests, which are pretty humorous. Most recently, could you like to tell us about the one you just ran?
Yeah! That contest was the Drank BP, Not OJ! Exclamation point contest. See, I love designing the graphics for this. I just try to just do something fun and creative. So basically, the idea behind this contest was I had written a piece in Long Island Pulse magazine's October issue about a new beer that Blue Point was making called Wet Hops Experiment, and they shipped 100 pounds of wet hops from Washington and made a beer, and we documented the whole thing, and we gave our blog gave away one free growler. So basically you had to come up with a self-portrait with a non-orange juice related item. And of course the graphic had a photograph of Hall of Famer
O.J. Simpson.
What Arenthal? Is that?
Yeah,
Arenthal, I'll say.
Orthopedic, maybe?
Orthopedic geriatric, even though that's with a G and not with a J. It's okay. Craig, you know, a funny story is, and Craig will appreciate me mentioning this, Craig won that contest and then messaged me on Facebook at about 6:30 and told me he wasn't going to make it. So we're actually going to send a big collective boo to Craig Belson for not picking up his contest prize. Ready, guys?
Boo! Boo!
That was for you, Craig. Thanks for nothing.
A contest that you did prior to that, which I really enjoyed, was the Great South Bay Conscious Sedation Bottle Contest. Would you care to share a little about that?
Was that the one with the group of Swedish?
The blog post reads as follows. Concoct a one-sentence tagline to describe their group of quote-unquote Swedos.
Oh, that's right.
Incorporating at least one Great South Bay Brewery beer name.
Ah, yes. We had a picture of a group of Swedos, which, if you're not aware of what a Swedo is, it's a Swedish Guido. I had no idea these things exist, but they are in Switzerland. They are mating and they are duplicating, so beware of those. So basically I just try to make the contests as fun as possible and try to give away things, you know.
Well, that's awesome and definitely like well thought out, and it's something that I enjoy about like seeing on your blog. It's a really great way to get your readers to interact with you and other members of the craft beer scene on Long Island. So today, coincidentally, happens to be the release of the Great Wet Hops Experiment beer by the Blue Point Brewing Company. You touched upon that briefly a second ago. Maybe you could go a little further in depth.
Yes, absolutely. I had contacted my editor and wanted to do a piece about Blue Point. It was right after their 13th year anniversary, and I felt like, you know, it's the longest running brewery, and I think they deserve the exposure, but I didn't want to do it in a conventional way, so I basically tried to connect brewing with art, and I ran Blue Point's day with that of Jackson Pollock's, and basically just tried to connect them two. And basically, Blue Point had ordered wet hops, which are also called fresh hops. Now, brewing, you're basically using dried, pelletized hops, which they last longer, and they're cheaper for storage, and they're cheaper for purchase. we basically found out that Blue Point was going to get a shipment of these wet hops. And the thing about wet hops is you can't sit on them. You have basically about 24 hours to use them, and if not, they go bad. That's when the flavors are at its peak. So it was kind of a race to see if this delivery was going to be made and if the beer was going to be created that day. And thankfully, the hops came about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And Mark and Pete were there the whole day and really just were explaining things. And they couldn't have been more helpful, and just everything came out awesome. And yeah, the beer was released today, earlier this afternoon, and it's actually what we're drinking right now.
Yeah, I happened to pick a fresh growler up on the way over to the studio.
Growl.
And today being September 14th, just so everyone could kind of understand.
October 14th.
Travis, hi.
Is it even October 14th yet?
It's October 14th.
So everyone can understand where we are.
The official draft release date of this beer.
Yes, it came out today, and it's in the tasting room. And I believe, aside from the night before, which they had a preview cask at the Long Island Ale House in Medford, the beer will be exclusive to just the tasting room. It's just going to be one batch. So if you can get down there and taste some and check it out, because I had a lot of fun just documenting the whole process of how the beer was made and how much creativity goes into making a beer. It's part science, yes, but it's also such an artisanal form, and it's just very creative. I consider brewers to be artists, and you know, I hope everybody does that appreciates craft beer.
Like Nico said, it's only available in the tasting room, which is open on Thursdays and Fridays 3 to 7, and Saturday 12 to 7. So be sure to get over there while it's available. A little bit externally of beer, we know that you're, as I said earlier, a Renaissance man in the making. You like to dabble in an array of things. So tell us about what you like to do in addition to blogging and drinking craft beer.
Basically, I like to dabble in anything that I know nothing about, if that makes any sense. I like to draw. I like to write short stories. My favorite medium would be fiction, to be honest with you, and that's craft beer included. And that's why you'll notice in a lot of my blog posts there is an element of creative fiction-based storytelling that I really try to include in a lot of my posts, where I could just be bland and get to the point. I just like to spice things up a bit, and it helps me just stay creative and stay on my toes. I like to write short stories, like I said. I actually have a short story that I wrote specifically for this event.
And now reading from Nico Kremitis.
My bestest friends in the whole wide world are Travis and Michael. They are the Beer Amigos. When we hang out, we drink beer, make music, and have fun. One time, Travis touched my inner thigh with his hand. It felt weird at first, but the more it happened, the more I liked it. The end. What else? I screen print on Thursdays, so we have an official Super Neat Beer Venture blog shirt that I designed myself. I drew it, and I screen printed it. I made the screen. It was blood, sweat, and tears from myself. I screen print in Brooklyn on every Thursday at Means of Production Apparel in Greenpoint. And that may be it. I don't know.
Do you happen to have a new shirt coming out? Because I kind of know that you were moving a few last ones of your most recent design.
Yeah, eventually there will be something coming out. I'm trying to make a transition right now into artwork related to beer. So I think in the near future, maybe before even the next t-shirt, you'll see some actual artwork based on Long Island craft beer, which I feel like needs to be shown. I think I have some pretty cool ideas with what I want to do with some of the beers.
Amazing. So for more on Nico, you can visit his own personal website at nicrokremitis.com. Necro.com.
You said Necro.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Do you know who your guest is?
You might want to turn that part over. You said Necro.
For more information on Nico, please visit NicoCremitis.com.
It's actually NecroCremitis.com.
Also, you can find him at SuperNeatBeardVentureYes.com. Facebook, you can find him at NicoCremitis. On YouTube as Super Neat Nico.
Yes. Oh, yes, I forgot. I like to make videos, too, that make no sense.
And this man is tweeting at Cremitas.
I'm at somewhere.
Great, Nico. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you guys for having me.
This is Charles Knoll, the Brickhouse Brewery Brewmaster, and you're listening to the Beer Amigos.
So Travis and I are still here with Nico. Apparently, we can't get rid of him.
My rubber motorcycle broke down.
So he's here for the long haul.
We're actually going to be doing something that we've actually never done on the Beer Amigos before. And what is that, Mike?
Drinking ice cold glasses of water.
Water.
Is it purified water? Is it? This is the information you need to give off to everyone.
Well, this water here has a nice clear color to it when I hold it up to the light.
All right, this is really nerdy.
I notice the amber hue in it, and also I also smell some hints of hibiscus in the water.
We're gonna drink beer. That's what we're doing, guys. Beers. We're drinking beers. We have three beers that we're gonna be sampling. Disgusting.
We're drinking disgusting beers right now.
We're gonna be discussing. Yeah. And what three beers are these, Mike?
We are going to be having the Wet Hop Experiment Brew,
which came out today
from the
Blue Point Brewing Company.
We also have Southern Tears Imperial Pumpkin Ale and 6 Points Autumn Nation.
Three delicious options.
So we're currently having the Wet Hops Experiment.
Yes, I'm excited. As I said before, I wrote the article and I was there when the beer was brewed, and the tasting room had it on cask as well as draft. And I will say I prefer the draft. We're actually drinking the draft right now. It's basically 5.5% fresh hops.
Fresh hops, that's the key deal.
Yeah, but that's definitely stealing the show in the beer, in my opinion, that fresh hop flavor.
Definitely. Yeah, there's definitely a difference between fresh hops and obviously just regular dry hops. And you can definitely just... It's less in the taste profile, as instead of the aroma. The aroma is just boiling with fresh hops.
I feel like wet hopping, though, is becoming more and more popular. Like, any brewery that seems to get the opportunity to get their hands on some fresh hops, they're really seizing it.
Yeah, I think more so now, now that agriculture and brewing seem to be... becoming more connected as well. A lot of brewers are getting their hands on these fresh hops that are only harvested once a year, around September, and they're definitely utilizing the hops to their advantage. And
did we touch upon where Blue Point got these specific hops from?
They got them from Hop Union. They got them from two farms that are under the Hop Union branch, and they're Amarillo and Simcoe hops. Mm. 100 pounds.
I think we need to have Nico here every week because we don't know half this detailed information.
I'm a genius.
He's got the in with Blue Point.
I'm inside Blue Point all the time. It feels warm.
Well, I definitely, you know, I do appreciate this beer. I don't know if I've ever knowingly had a wet hop beer. I know what wet hop beers are. But as we were discussing, this beer, it's not too much of a pungent hop flavor, which I know Mike... really appreciates. He's not as much of a hop head as
it's
I
true.
Am.
Very much the case.
I'm a hop head, but I can also appreciate the subtleties, you know, within a good hopped IPA type beer.
I will also say Southampton does a North Fork fresh hop beer that they've had for the last 5 years. It's more of a ESB style English special bitter, and I love that beer as well. Very fresh, nutty, bready flavors. Not too hoppy at all. Another good beer. So both wet hop beers from the island. Thumbs up.
Making Long Island proud, boys. Thank you.
Yeah. Right.
So let's rinse and move on to the next beer. All right, so we just poured the Autumn Nation. Each of us has a little.
Which is by 6 Point out of Brooklyn. On the back of the can, it says, Autumn wins you best by this, its mute appeal to sympathy for its decay. The only constant is change, and death is but a rebirth. Autumn Nation is the six-point creation that chronicles this life cycle, an autumn ritual seasoned with ginger, spice, pumpkin, and fresh harvested wet hops.
Can you read the beginning of that can again? Because it sounded like Kurt Cobain's suicide
note. It did, yeah. That's very true. Autumn wins you best by this. Its mute appeal to sympathy for its decay.
I'm pretty sure that was In Utero. Some of the lyrics on In Utero somewhere.
Or is one of those lines from a Neil Young song that he used in his suicide note.
So this beer is very hop heavy up front.
Hop, yeah.
800 pounds of wet hops were used with this six-point brew, and also the same place that Blue Point got it, Yakima Valley, which is basically the hop capital of definitely the West Coast. Very grassy, herbal taste to the beer, and definitely, like Mike said, very hop-heavy. I get a lot of citrus, like dank citrus notes, and just really mildewy, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I for one, am tasting that ginger really peeking through. I don't know about you guys. I'm not really picking up on pumpkin, but yeah. I'm picking up on this ginger.
I'm not really getting much pumpkin at all. And pumpkin's a light flavor, so it's very hard to compete especially with that hop.
Yeah, and this is considered, I mean, if you go on Beer Advocate, this is considered a pumpkin ale, which is interesting.
Yeah, definitely not your standard pumpkin ale as compared to what we will be tasting next, which is the Southern Tier Pumpkin.
All right, let's rinse and repeat.
Yes.
Here we are with the third beer, the Southern Tier Imperial Pumpkin.
Pumpkin, yes.
Brewed by the Southern Tier Brewing Company.
And where specifically are they they're from?
Lakewood, New York.
Lakewood, New York.
So all beers that we discussed are from New York, two of which are from Long Island, although Six Point is Brooklyn.
But, you know, but what do you say about that, Mike?
I say Long Island is a fish. It's not a headless fish.
I like that.
You're so smart, so wise.
That makes Brooklyn count.
I love Southern Tier's pumpkin. That's how I'll start off my my description of this beer.
It's very pumpkin.
You stick your nose in the glass and you get that great aroma of like a freshly made pumpkin bread.
Yeah, the pumpkin bread, the cinnamon, the nutmeg.
Yeah, it's not so much a pumpkin pie, but I definitely feel like it is pumpkin bread. Like it definitely has a very malty character to it.
Yeah. And I've always, you know, I've been one of those guys, and I feel like not all guys want to admit that they like pumpkin beers, but I feel like Southern Tier has really ruined a lot of other pumpkin beers for me, because I just find it to be such an incredibly strong representation of what a pumpkin beer can be.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not just a glass covered in cinnamon and sugar and hiding a mediocre ale behind it.
Exactly. It's definitely one of those beers that does not need sugar on its rim.
I have sugar on the rim and it's great.
He asked for a rim, never mind.
Wait, what does that mean? Explain.
Goodbye.
This is Mike from Superstar Beer City in North Babylon. You'll listen to the Beer Amigos.
Trev, Nico's still here. He won't leave.
Why is he still here?
Super neat Beer Amigos sleepover time!
We're building forts and telling ghost stories.
Marshmallows, bitch.
All right.
S'mores!
So why don't we get under the covers and sing a song to help us fall asleep? You guys like that?
Sounds good, Trev.
Sounds great.
Don't be drinking that Budweiser, cause there are beers that are so much better. And here's a list we compiled for you of reasons to drink Long Island brews. If your house is full, cause you're a hoarder, go and drink a Black Duck Porter. If your life is in trouble and you're in doubt, go and drink Long Island Potato Stout. If you're sad cause your best friend is a goat, go and drink Hippocratic Oath. Seriously. Well, don't be drinking that Budweiser, cause there are beers that are so much better. And here's the list we compile for you of reasons to drink Long Island brews.
Howdy, boys and girls.
Howdy, super neat.
Boys and girls, I want to talk about some of my favorite Long Island beers.
What are they, super neat?
Well, one of my favorite Long Island beers is Keystone Light.
Keystone Light.
That's right. It's one of my favorite beers. It tastes just like Sesame Street. It's because I love Sesame Street. It's this the Snuffleupagus and that creepy yellow bird, big creepy thing.
Okay.
Okay, let me try that again. Howdy, boys and girls.
Howdy, super neat.
Boys and girls, I want to talk about some of my favorite Long Island beers.
What are they, super neat?
Heineken.
Heineken?
Yeah, I...
Heineken, what?
Heineken can taste good once in a while.
But that's not Long Island. Heineken?
I think it's made in Long Island. I think it's imported from Wading River.
Or Hot Pot... No. What?
All right, forget about it. Forget about it. You go, Mike.
Mike, why don't you show them how it's done?
If you like magic or having delusions, lay off the smack and drink Hoptical Illusion. And if you're a gambler with a mean poker face, pop that cork and drink Sriracha Ace. And if you're a dreamer and you stare at the stars, find a lady and some beer de Mars.
Seriously.
Seriously.
Don't be drinking that Budweiser, cause there are beers that are so much better. And here's a list we compiled for you of reasons to drink Long Island brews.
One more time! Woo!
Don't be drinking that Budweiser, cause there are beers that are so much better.
So much better!
They're all this we compile for you, a reason to drink Long Island brews.
Long Island, we love you.
We love you, baby.
You're a cute woman.
I blew it.
All right, Nico, now get out of here.
This is Rick Sabatka from Great South Bay Brewery, and you are listening to the Beer Amigos.
Staying true to the ways of the Beer Amigos, we have some upcoming events for you guys. Thursday, October 20th, we have the Long Island Craft Beer Oktoberfest at the Inn at New Hyde Park, which is from 6 o'clock to 10 o'clock, featuring Great South Bay Brewery, Blue Point Brewing Company, Southampton Public House, and Greenport Harbor Brewing Company. The VIP tickets for that are $70, which include an official 18-ounce craft beer Oktoberfest stein with two stein beers. The general admission is $55 with the official craft beer Oktoberfest cup with two beers, and the designated driver ticket is $30. All of these include a German dinner buffet and live music. Additional drink tickets are $4 each. For more information regarding this event, visit INN at nhp.ticketleap.com.
And we are going to be there.
We will be there.
So we look forward to that. We look forward to seeing everyone there. The following day, on Friday, October 21st, Fire Island Beer Company will be at Superstar Beverage in Huntington from 4 p.m. until 8 p.m., and they will be having a tasting of their pumpkin ale.
Saturday, October 22nd, is the Pumpkin Fest at TJ Finley's in Bayshore at 6 o'clock p.m. For more information on this event and other events, visit tjfinleys.com.
And actually, Great South Bay is going to be pouring their splashing pumpkin ale out of a 160-pound pumpkin. So
that's legit!
Yeah, legit! So that event is to not be missed.
That's a great event. We were at that last year, and
we
got to sample a lot of beers that we may not have tried otherwise. So check it out.
Definitely check it out. On Monday the 24th, Greenport Harbor is having a dinner at Luce and Hawkins in Jamesport. On Wednesday the 26th, Great South Bay Brewery is having a brewmaster's dinner at the Fifth Season in Port Jefferson.
On Saturday, November 12th, is the International Great Beer Expo at the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, presented by Starfish Junction Productions. The first session is at 12:30 p.m. and the second at 5:30 p.m. You can purchase your tickets online for $45, at the door for $55 if the event's not sold out, and designated driver tickets are $12. For additional information, visit greatbeerexpo.com/Nassau.
And as always, for information on upcoming Long Island beer events, please visit libeerevents.com.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 5 of the Beer Amigos. We appreciate your loyalty and listenership. We'd like to thank Nico Kremidis from the Super Neat Beer Adventure, for stopping in, spending time with us, having some beers, butting some hoes.
He's got a sweet motorcycle, too.
Yeah, his hair is gorgeous. He's like a Greek icon. For more on him, you can check him out at lipulse.com and also at his website, nicokremidis.com. Additionally, we'd like to thank Linda Luzzi from the Long Island Advance for featuring the Beer Amigos on the cover.
Front page, baby!
Week of September 29th. Was kind of her. It was a nice way to spend our Sunday morning.
Yes.
And just a shout out to Brewmaster Charles Knoll from the Brick House for his hospitality, delicious breakfast pizza, and some sweet pumpkin beers.
So for more information on us, you can visit www.thebeeramigos.com. You could also email us at thebeeramigos@gmail.com. We love hearing from everyone. We love talking to everyone. And we look forward to seeing you next time for episode 6. So until next time, adios, amigos!
Thanks for listening.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos.
Everybody.
We are the Beer Amigos. We like beer. We are amigos. And that's why we call ourselves the Beer Amigos. The Beer Amigos.